Democrats are hoping to take control of the state house this year. To achieve that, they're gunning for two lawmakers who run as Democrats, but largely vote with the Republicans. One is Representative Benny Nagyak, who represents District 40, which stretches from Kotzebue to Koktovik. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholtz reports.
In early August, a who's who of Alaska Democrats gathered at the home of oil and gas attorney Robin Brenna for a fundraiser. There was a pile of shoes by the door, and guests mingled in their socks with former U.S. Senator Mark Begich, among others. That show of Democratic solidarity and support, it was aimed at unseating two of their own, incumbent state lawmakers Bob Herron of Bethel and Benjamin Nagyak of Barrow. Both lawmakers caucus with the Republican majority in the state legislature, and it's clear their colleagues are fed up. Here's Democratic leader Chris Tuck quoting Anchorage Republican Lance Pruitt.
I mean, we had Representative Pruitt say that, you know, one of the best Republican members that they have is Ben Nagyak. And, you know, I just want to have more Democrats, real true Democrats, in the state house.
Nagyak's challenger is Dean Westlake of Kotzebue, who says he's running to make sure rural Alaska has a voice in the Capitol.
There are a lot of us dissatisfied because the values that we have are not the ones that we see down in Juneau.
Westlake is the director of Village Economic Development for NANA, the regional native corporation for Northwest Alaska. He ran against Nagyak 2 years ago, losing by just 131 votes. This time, running with the explicit and financial backing of the Democratic Party, he has high hopes. If elected, Westlake says he'd prioritize rural education and community revenue sharing, and he proposes working harder to bring federal money into Alaska villages at a time when state funding for things like water and sewer projects is disappearing.
One of the our values is you always take care of the least of us. And as a representative, that's what I'd have to do. It means I'm going to, you know, whoever takes this job, you absolutely have to work with whoever is out there, whether they're regardless of party affiliation.
The man he's challenging says the Arctic already has a strong voice in Juneau. His.
As you probably know, I am a voice that won't be stopped. And they're trying to stop me from doing the work I've done for the past 40 years.
Nagyak is a former North Slope borough mayor and assemblyman. He's running for his third term in the state house. He's co-chair of the House Resources Committee, and he's known in Juneau for passionate floor speeches, often in defense of resource development and its importance to North Slope communities. In the fight over oil taxes this year, his committee rolled back Governor Bill Walker's proposal to severely limit tax credits for oil companies. Nagyak is unapologetic about his support for the industry.
99% of the oil and tax revenues that we get, not only here in the North Slope borough, but from the state, comes from oil and gas taxes. Period.
That's a slight exaggeration, though in the years before oil prices fell, the state was getting up to 90% of general fund revenue from oil. Nagyak says he's disappointed the legislature couldn't come up with a long-term budget solution this session, and he blames the gridlock, at least in part, on minority Democrats. But he says he'd be happy to join a Democrat-led majority if one materializes.
So if you could be part of the majority, you would definitely join it.
Well, who wouldn't?
The point, he says, is to be in the majority. He points to a provision he passed in 2014 which lifted the cap on how much oil revenue the North Slope borough could devote to government operations, a longtime goal for the region that he says he couldn't have achieved in the minority. One of Nagyak's allies in that fight, then borough mayor Charlotte Brower, who has since been recalled over the misuse of public money. Nagyak defended her during the recall effort this spring, a position that might affect his standing with Barrow voters. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.